pretty or mm-hmm. beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And you say, you might say, talking about having a pretty dress, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is than hers. Well, if you're going to compare the two, you'd say mine is
more beautiful or more prettier.
Or prettier than hers. Okay. What would a woman use to cover her dress when she's doing work in the kitchen to keep her dress from getting dirty?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were, you would call this an ink what? An ink?
Pencil.
An ink, okay, a pencil or a ballpoint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there used to did not be no ballpoint when I come along. It was just a pen, and you mm-hmm. could slip that pen out and put in another mm-hmm. in the staff when it was forked, like, you know, and yeah. if you ever got it bent or something, you could just pull that out and put your new one on.
Yeah.
And just a staff mm-hmm. and slip it in. Mm-hmm.
What would you use to keep a baby's diaper in place? You'd use a straight...
You mean safety pin?
Or safety, yes,
yeah,
safety
that's
pin.
What I would be always had to call it, you know, what nothing to keep them on it, or only with a safety pin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you usually have anything there at the well that you could dip water in and drink from?
Yeah, I drank out of a gourd.
Out of a gourd.
When I come along, there was any spring well along close to the road, the folks there would leave a gourd out. Mm-hmm. They'd drink for themselves, and anybody going by the road or wanting to drink water, they'd stop.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see maybe not a gourd but a cup?
Yeah, I've seen.
What were those things usually made of? What kind of cup?
Well, if it was, I've seen them with just regular tin cups, and mm-hmm. I've seen them with naturally glass.
Yeah.
And when I went to school, what school that I went to first with, it was a little, we had a water bucket and a dipper to start with, and then they come with these folding up cups, you've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell, and each student had to have his own cup,
mm-hmm.
but it would fold up, and you pull it, it would hold water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is, a dime is worth how many cents?
10.
10 cents. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
I'd say a coat, vest, and his pants.
Coat, vest, and pants. Mm-hmm. If you were looking at a jacket and it had real fancy buttons, you'd say, that jacket sure has fancy buttons. Or what would you say? You said, my goodness, that jacket sure has fancy
buttons, I would say, I reckon. Of course, they used to have them with a flap over it, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And then the buttons.
Mm-hmm. Would you just say that the jacket has fancy buttons on it?
But mm-hmm. pretty buttons.
Okay. All right. What about, you were talking about pants a minute ago. What do you call the ones, you know, that have a, I guess they're used to work in, have kind of a bib here and straps over your shoulders? What do you call those things?
Overalls.
Okay.
Is
that right?
Okay, he liked overalls.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love to wear them.
Mm-hmm. If that hat was on that table right over there and you wanted it, you might tell me to do what?
They used to say way back yonder that they wanted you something and you wanted you to bring it down and say, fetch me.
Fetch it.
Fetch it to me.
What would you say now?
I'd say hand it or bring it to me.
Bring it to me. Okay, and if I did that, I would say, all right, here you go, I've what? You wanted me to bring it to you, now I've
handed it to me.
Or if you want to use the same word, mm-hmm. I've
brought it to me.
Mm-hmm.